Blog Talk Radio.
We're on air, Blog Talk Radio. We give honor to God. He's the first set of our life. We thank God for God being God all by himself. We thank God for our church family. That's Addison. That's our church of Benjamin. Addison is his lovely wife. Our church is located at 283 in Evans. Come on by. Even on Wednesday night, they have prayer. 8 o'clock. We'll be glad that you did come to God's room. They're located in Centennial, and it's a code 1550. We come there and fellowship, have a good time, and I'm telling you, you're on fire for the Lord. So step on in, and we want to spread congratulations out.
Tonight is going to be a good show. And also my little granddaughter, Gigi, Giselle, Leah, Matt. Shout out to her also. We thank God for all the young babies, and that God will lift them up and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We ask God to touch everybody tonight. And I'm telling you, if you're listening tonight, you tune in to the show, and just that her people are going to give a good sermon through the grace of God. We thank God for her. She comes on Fridays through the grace of God. She's here from 11:15 to 12:30, so tune in. It's going to be a good show. I also thank God for my radio listeners that's from Yonkers that have been coming on since last year. So we thank God for everybody that's tuning in tonight. Oh, God is good. Only God can make it happen. Give honor to God. Give him the glory. Give him the praise, because guess what? When the praises go up, the blessings come down. He's an on-time God. He's a God that has never lost a case. And we're on the battlefield for him day and night. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Don't stop. Don't let the devil rob you joy. This is from the Gail Show, Blog Talk Radio. We are on every Friday night from 11:15 to 1 o'clock in the morning. So tune into the show, and you'll be glad that you did. This uplifting show is about a positive message for people to know that God is still in the blessing business. He's still blessing. He's still healing. He's still doing miracles. God is doing it. One by one, he knows your name. He knows where you live at. So we thank God for everybody that's tuning in tonight, in Jesus. Amen.
Like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and regret might be hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of smoke, I can take it as no place. Where could it go? Just with your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. Without you, you reflect me. I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we could go. Put your head on the path, I'll be counting for you too. You just gotta be strong.
Waiting for that to sell. It should be on soon. You want at 11:15. Everybody, tune in. For that to sell, it's a wonderful show tonight. A wonderful show. Thank God for all the people that are online now. In the grace of God. Thank God for God. And we just want to say God is good. Amen. She will be on from 11:15 to 12:30.
Baby squirrel, use a sexy motherfucker.
Give me your attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless, ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone.
Mine, treasure, dance is what you
Bell will be on next 11:15. She's on from 11:15 to 12:30. We thank God for her. She's going to have a wonderful show tonight. Tune in to the Gail show tonight. She will be coming on from 11:15 to 12:30. And yourself?
Yes, Gail.
Okay, you're on, right?
I'm on.
Okay. From 11:15 to 12:30. Love you. God bless. You're on air.
All right. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
This is Evangelist Dolores Belk coming to you this evening, and we are so thankful to be back again.
Amen.
On the Gail Show.
We're
yes, thankful that
Lord.
We're able to come back again and bring a word to you. And we're
yes,
praying
Lord.
Tonight that you have your phones tuned to the point where you can be in a quiet place, that you're able to hear what's going to
yes,
take place
Lord.
Tonight. God
yes,
is a mighty
Lord.
God, and he's worthy to be praised. And we have so many things to give him thanks for. We thank him for the whole week that he has brought us through to this very
yes.
present moment. Before we go any further, I have some names that I want to bring forth on the prayer list tonight.
Yes.
And I'm calling out these names, and after I call out these names, Sister James from Jacksonville, North Carolina, will come to us and pray the prayer of faith. And I ask
yes,
you if
Lord.
You have anything, any petition, any need in your life that you need God to do for you, when she comes before you, just bring it to him. Make your petition known while you're there in your
yes.
home. Tonight
yes,
we're bringing to you, we ask God's blessing and prayer on Kiara tonight. We ask that
yes,
God
Lord.
Would look on her tonight. We ask God to, we're bringing Joan tonight and her son and Anna. We ask him for prayer for Betty Lamb, Little Sincere Greggs tonight, Keith Lamb, God's Miracle Temple, Reverend Patterson, my daughter
yes,
Paulette, the Gail Show.
Yes,
and we're asking that for prayer for Sister Gail and her daughter Thierry. Sister Gail is the host and her daughter Thierry is the co-host of the Gail
yes.
Show. And then we're bringing a name to you tonight of somebody who's been listening in, Dr. Debbie Ahers. We're just asking you to pray for these people tonight and whatever their need is, whatever it is, that God would hear and answer their prayer. Sister
yes.
James.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. Lord,
yes,
to ask you first to forgive us for all of our sins, known and unknown, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you,
thank you for
God.
What you did and what you're going to do,
oh,
Heavenly
yes.
Father. Oh, Lord, we just come to bless your name, Father.
Yes,
we come
God.
To lift you up tonight, Heavenly
oh,
Father.
Yes.
We come to tell you how much we love you, how
yes.
much we need you, Father. And, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Father, for what you're doing, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you, Father, forgive us for all of our sins,
yes.
every one of
yes.
them, Heavenly Father. We're asking you to go to the hospital, Jesus, to the nursing home, to the
yes.
residence home, to the group home, Heavenly Father, to the mental ward, to the jailhouses, to the prisons,
yes.
Lord. To somebody's child in their need, you, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you to go from room to room, from floor to floor, Heavenly
yes.
Father, and move like you never moved before. You said we didn't have to ask for anything. All we have to do is praise you. So we come
yes.
to lift you up tonight.
Hallelujah.
We come to lift you up, Father. We want to thank you for our laying down
Hallelujah.
Last night and our uprising this morning, Father.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank
oh, we bless your name, Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, glory to your name. Lord, I just want to say thank you. I just come to say thank you. I just
thank
come
you,
to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord, because you are worthy, Father. You are worthy of the highest praise. And I'm asking you, Father, to bless each and every person on this radio station tonight, Father. We ask you to go touch Gail and her daughter right now, Father, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We're asking you to keep back the hands of the enemy, Lord. Lord, if what's not like you, don't let it be able to be around us, Jesus. Move it away right now, Jesus. And Lord, I just come to say thank you. I come
thank
to
you.
Say thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Keep that shield of protection around us, Lord. Bless our going out and bless our coming in. Oh, Lord, we need you, Father. We need to hear from you right now, Father. We need a word from you, Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to teach me how to walk. Teach me how to talk, Father. Teach me how to live, Father, so I can make it in, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, when I speak to people, oh, Lord, when I hug them, Jesus, let them know that I'm for real, Father, that I'm for real. Let your
Jesus.
Light shine down on me, Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And, Lord, we come to say thank you. Thank you for a roof over our head, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, Father, food on our table, Heavenly Father. Oh,
Jesus.
Lord, we want to thank you for it, Jesus. We want to thank you. We want to glorify you for
Hallelujah.
It. Because, Lord, you didn't have to do it. You didn't have to wake us up this morning. But you did, Father, so we could get it right, Father. And, Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me, Father. Forgive me for my sins, Lord. Each and every one of them, Father. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Oh,
thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord. I glorify you. I glorify you.
Hallelujah,
Father, I can
Jesus.
Praise you all by myself. I don't need no
Hallelujah,
one to help
God.
Me. Because, see, you didn't do what you did for me, for them, Lord. You did it for me. And I thank you
thank
for
you,
it.
Jesus.
I thank you for it, Jesus. I thank you for being in the hospital with me every
thank
time
you,
I went. I thank you for it right
Hallelujah.
Now, Jesus. I thank you for camping your angels out there with me. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father. And, Lord, I glorify you and I magnify you. And I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank
if we don't
Jesus.
Have...
Oh,
you don't
Jesus.
Know how that you can speak to the Lord.
Thank
all you have
Jesus.
To do is cry out. All you
yes,
have to do
Lord.
Is pray.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes Lord.
That's our means
thank
of
you,
getting of getting close to God. That's
come.
Our means of being
yes.
able to have connection
oh,
with Him
yes,
yes,
through
Lord.
Prayer.
Hallelujah, Father.
And we thank you, Sister James, tonight.
Yes,
we thank you for that prayer.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You
thank
so
you.
Much.
Amen.
Yes,
as
Lord.
We continue on. Our scriptures for tonight are going to be coming from Psalms 1, verse 6, no, Proverbs 2 and 8, Proverbs 4 and 19, Matthew 7, 13 to 14. And tonight our topic is going to be about which way are you going?
Ooh, it, yes, Lord.
It's a question, and it's a thought, and we just want you to listen tonight, and think about what's coming forth, and think about which way are you going.
Yes.
Else James is going to come in his own way tonight from Jacksonville, North Carolina, and speak to us on which way are you going.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God we have one of you on. I thank God that He kept y'all all week long. And I thank
Praise
God that we're going to take some more time. We may not be see each other face to face, but be together in the spirit tonight.
Amen.
And this topic, which way are you going? It was a place for each and every one to judge ourselves and look inside ourselves as we look in the mirror. Which way are we going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Because we've
yes.
been talking about it's a praying time, but it's been a praying time. It's always been a praying time. We say that we love God. But
yeah.
we want to stand back and fall back when things come up against us. So we love God like say we do. We got faith in him like we are supposed to have. We can stand against anything. The time has come for God people to stand up. How about I would one verse 6. And it says, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the shall perish. Now, God's people are supposed to be the righteous. That means we are separated from the world. We have to deal with the world, but we are separated from the world. God's people love one another. God's people look after one another. God's people got love in the heart that it, for God that it's going to happen for nobody else. God's people separated by itself. When we say Christian, we say Christ-like. God knows the way of the righteous. He never said that we were going through something. Every time you go through something, you go to a higher level. And when you're going through something, that's when the time you stand up and look in the mirror. Who am I? If I'm a child of God, am I going to stand on his word? Or I'm going to backslide and cry and whimper? Or I'm going to be the one that God said I was going to be? If he knows our ways, he's going to help us out of our ways. If not, he's going to be with us. So why are we crying and whimpering about what's going on in our life? There's always going to be a situation, a circumstance. But all that is going to make you stronger.
Yes.
Psalm 128, I will look to the hills from which coming my help.
Hallelujah.
I will help the Lord God Almighty. So we don't have to worry about nothing. He knows your way. He knows the way of the righteous. So which way are you going? Are you going the right way or are you going to back up and go the other way because something's coming against you? What you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
We got to make decisions on what we're going to do now, church.
Yes.
Everyone on the line. We have a church that people church. We have to stand up and be the people that we said we are. We got to stop putting ourselves in situations that would put a burden on us. Anything that's going to come between us and God, we need to cut it short.
Amen.
Because we're doing things now that we are not supposed to be doing. Proverbs 2 and 8 states, he guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Everyone before us on this radio right now, he just said he guards the path of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Preserve the way of his thanks.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a child of God, can't no man do nothing to you that God will not allow to be done to you. If he's trying to be done to you, making you stronger.
Yes.
He's preparing you, making you the way he wants you to be. Now, don't get this wrong now that we can't do anything. We allow the Holy Spirit to do the thing when he sent the Comforter to shape and mold us the way he wants us to be. We're going to go through certain things. We got to realize the things that we are doing, we need to be doing it for God and not for ourselves. Stop putting, take self out of the way and put God first. Take family out of the way, put God first. God will take care of everything if we go ahead and do that. We got a tendency that we want to control and take care of everything. If we could do that, then we would be like God. But we are not. We are his servants and his children. He's showing us right now what we need to do in his word. He knows our path. He takes care of his saints. So we got to know how to walk like that, talk like that, and act like we are one of God's children. We got to stop this mess about putting stuff in the way between us and God.
Amen.
And when things goes on, God knows the right time, the right place. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, time for everything. This is the time for to check ourselves out and see who do we belong to. Do we belong to God or belong to the world?
Amen.
Are we going to go the right way toward Jesus or are we going to back up and step on the side? Are we going to back up and go to... Are we going to stand where we still at and say we are saved? Being saved is just getting started. Or are we going to start to live holy? To get closer to God. Bible states, Jesus said, be ye holy for I am holy. So being saved is just getting started. People say they're saved and they want to stop right there and stay right there, but that ain't the way it works. We got to take another step. Matter of fact, a couple more steps to get where we need to be. And stop letting the world beat us down and forgetting about who Jesus is.
Yes, sir. Amen.
In 19 states, Let me quiet down. Let someone else go ahead right here. Let someone else go ahead.
You can go ahead, Elder James. You go ahead.
Proverbs 4:19 states, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. When you backslide, I have done it. I think everybody on this line have done it.
Amen.
We realize we're in a certain place. We don't know how we got there. And you start to think, why am I out here doing this when I have no reason doing this?
Amen.
Why am I myself in a situation that I don't belong in, that had nothing to do with me, but I place myself in something that I have no been to put my hands on? When you touch certain things, the things will come back on you. Certain things God people are not supposed to touch unless they consult God first. We like to do things and ask God to make it right.
Yes.
Ask God, should we touch it in the first place? And if he said yes, he will make it right. But we got a tendency to jump out there. Everybody, this way, even I've done it, doing things that I know. I don't know, I think I'm doing the right thing. But I didn't consult with God before I did it. I did it anyway on my own. And it didn't work out too good because I didn't consult God first. The way of the wicked is like darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the dark by yourself, or you think everything around you is going wrong. And then you want to blame everybody for what's going on around you, except for the decision. It's the only thing reading is going wrong because we made that decision. For every decision, there are consequences.
Amen.
We consult God first. It go wrong, he'll be ready to help you when you get through there, get through that situation.
Yeah.
At all times. See, they do not know what makes them stumble. The reason it makes them stumble, they didn't consult God in the first place. We walked away from God and thought we could do it on our own. We get to the point where everything is going right, everything going good in our life, we think we can just kind of pull away from God for a little while. But we cannot. Only reason it's going right because we are with God and in the time frame that he wants things to be in. There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things I think I need. But I tell you this, I have to wait on God's front.
Amen.
I was in a meeting the other night in the church I was in last night. It was a quarter conference. And they've been trying to get me to get licensed. I got licensed, but they want me licensed under their banner. And I told them, before, it's not time yet. I have to wait to God. I can't jump in here because I want to preach.
Mm-hmm.
I can go anywhere, but I can't jump under you unless God tell me it's that time. And see, that's why we fall in the dark places so much. We want to do things our way and our time, because this is not Burger King, children. This is for us under God. God shaped and molded us. We can't have it our way all the time.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Only God can make things right. We can't make things right. If we could, we wouldn't need God. That's a bad habit of ours. Now we're going to go to Matthew 7:13-4. Everyone have their Bible?
Yes.
Matthew 7:13-4 states, enter by the narrow gate, for wide the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
There are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there's a few who find it. That last part, a few who find it. That few is supposed to be God's children. We all can go out there and make a mess.
Yes.
Say we do it. People say I pay my tithes, I go to church, I be at every prayer meeting. But is your heart right? Are you doing
right.
the things from your heart? Are you paying your tithes from your heart? Do you pray with your tithes before you put them in? Are you serving God like you're supposed to? This is because you're doing something, not doing what other people are doing, don't mean you're doing everything right.
Amen.
And I'm not going to tell you I'm doing everything right, then I will be telling you a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being shaped and molded by God just like everyone else.
Yes.
But I'm trying to walk straight path. I'm not trying to deviate to the right. I'm not trying to deviate to the left. I'm trying to walk down there and see Jesus Christ at the end of that line, that light at the end of that tunnel. Because I know it's getting dark sometimes. The storm is raging and roaring. But at the end of that line, there's sunlight. So I know the storm is just about over for God's people. We have had a hard time these last 25, 30 years. But I tell you, the night is in the tunnel. The song says, I can see the darkness. The storm is almost over, and he can see the sunlight through the darkness, through the cloud. I can see God down the other end with his bright light. And I'm trying to make my way through him because that's a narrow way. That's a little small tunnel I'm trying to get through. I can't go to the left. I can't go to the right. I can't do what man say. I can't do nothing to try to make my life better. I got to fall on God's knees and ask God to shape and mold me, show me what I need for my life to serve him. We got a bad thing about here about wanting to serve everything but God. We want to serve man. We want to make the pastor feel good. We want to make the first lady feel good. We want to make the bishop feel good. The thing that makes God feel good.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
So one way that's to God is not through the pastor. It's not through the bishop. It's not through the elder. Jesus said in John, 14:6, nobody comes to the Father but through him.
Uh-huh.
So which way are we going to go? Through Jesus or are we going through man?
Jesus, Jesus.
Mm. After you make your mind, I'm looking at mirrors. I'm following Jesus. I'm not following no man.
Amen.
Jesus was alone, but sometimes you got to be alone.
Amen.
To make this walk. And God's word is for everybody, for his people only. We got to make a decision, people.
Yes.
Which way are we going to go, towards God or towards the world?
Hallelujah.
The church has got all on television now. The preachers of L.A., the preacher's daughter. The man got to get a wife on television, and he's a preacher. His wife and his mama cursing like a sailor.
Jesus.
These things are not of God. I don't care what they say.
Amen. Man,
all right, or what the Constitution says. These things are not of God. We know what's of God, so we need to stop pretending what's of God. There's one way towards Jesus Christ. We got to cut the world loose, church. You got to deal with the world, but you don't have to be part of the world.
Amen.
So I'm here just trying to save my soul. I'm the only one I can save is me. I can't save nobody else. God's word out there, they can receive it or not, but I'm going to save me. I'm going to let you make me lose my spot and my path and my direction. But I'll tell you how you can get that way. I can point you that way. It's up to you to go down that path. I can't make you go, and I'm not going to stop and wait on you. We got to do this thing for ourselves, church.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'm going to leave this in somebody else's hand right now.
Yes, Jesus, which way are you going? Still something to think about. Elder James gave us so much, and he went from each scripture and he spoke about it, and he let us know that we got to stop following the world. The world is nothing but leading us to damnation. We need to stop following the world. We're going to ask Evangelist Natasha Davis. I'm not going to say anymore. Let her come in her own way and speak on which way are you going.
Praise God.
Praise God.
That was a powerful word.
Amen.
Which way are we going? That is a question that you have to, everyone has to think about within your own self. Which way am I going? Am I going the way that God wants me to go, or am I going towards the world? Like Elder James was saying, you know, that road is wide. That's you're on destruction. You're going to hell. But the narrow way is going towards God. So we have to think in our minds. You know what you're doing when you go out there. And like you said, we have to live in this world, but we don't have to be a part of the world. And we all know the Ten Commandments. We all know right from wrong. We was taught from a child up until now. So like I say, it's you. You have to decide, you know, people, places, and things, who you're going to be around. Where are you going to be around God's people, the people that's praying and reading the word and seeking God? Not man, not the pastor, like he was saying, not the pastor, not the bishop. You go to church to hear the word, but you have your Bible. You can read the word, and you can get in your secret closet, and you can pray to God. And God, the same way God revealed it to the pastor, the bishop, the elder, he'll reveal it to you, because that's why you're having that personal relationship with God. So the Holy Spirit can speak to you as well, and the Holy Spirit can lead and guide and direct you in which way to go. Because when you go off the track, the Holy Spirit will let you know, you're not supposed to be going that way. It's your conscience will let you know what you're doing wrong or if you're doing right. But when you override it, then that's what I'm saying. You're doing it yourself now, because you're not listening to God anymore. You're listening to self. And like Elder James said, for every cause and its effect, because you didn't listen to the Holy Spirit, you didn't listen to God, you're back out there now on that wide road. And you're headed for destruction, but you can always come back. And that's so good about God. You can always come back and stuff. You ask God to, you know, forgive you, but you can't keep on doing the same thing over and over again. But you ask God to forgive you, and he will forgive you and stuff. None of us is perfect, like Elder James was saying. Nobody's perfect. We're striving each and every day. But we all got common sense, too. So,
amen.
Like he was saying, you know, you got to think on it. Which way am I going? Which way am I really going? Am I really, you know, doing what God asked me to do? Or am I, you know, straddling the fence? I got one world in, you know, one foot in the world and the other foot, you know, with God. That's something to think on, because if he come right now, am I ready? Am I really ready? Will I really go back with him?
Mm-hmm.
Am I really doing all that I need to do, you know, to go back with God? Will he be pleased with me? That's something to really think about. And if I'm not, then, you know, I know what I have to do. You know what you have to do. You have to, you know, just go into your secret closet and really, you know, get closer to God and ask God to show you within yourself, Lord, what am I doing that's not, you know, pleasing in your eyesight? Only God can judge us.
Amen.
God is the only one that can judge. But within
Amen.
Yourself, you know, you go and you ask God. And when you ask God, God will show you. He'll tell you. You might not like what he show you or tell you. But wouldn't you rather know the truth than a lie?
Amen.
You know, wouldn't you want to know God sent somebody to tell you? A true man and woman of God will tell you the truth. They won't sugarcoat nothing. Because
that
you're talking about your soul. You're talking about a soul you're saving. Not arm your friend and stuff like that, because you say you love God and you the image of God. So you're going to tell your sister and brother in Christ, you know, the truth. Whether they accept it or they like it or not, I would rather hear the truth than a lie, because a lie not going to get me in heaven.
Amen.
But the truth will, then my eyes will be open and I'll, you know, see.
Yeah.
And then within our own hearts, all of us know our own self. In our own hearts and mind, when a person come to us or God sent a word to us, we know when that word is for us and we know what we're doing. So you can't get upset with a brother or sister that's telling you, and God put it laid you on their heart for him or her to come and tell you something. That's why a lot of people, you know, a lot of people do get hurt in the church, because
hello?
Amen.
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 I think we lost Sister Evangelist Davis. Evangelist Davis, are you there? I think we lost her, but as she was saying, we have to really think about which way we're headed.
Amen.
And the pathway to sin is wide. But we're trying to make it in. We're trying to make it into heaven. And it's a narrow road. But we can make it in. If we believe in Jesus, we can go through that road. And living the way that he wants us to live, people may say that it's not a popular way, it's not a fancy way, it's not a good way and whatnot. And the way of the world may show you all kind of things that may look good. But then you have to make up in your mind, we have to make up in our mind and our heart and our soul, which way are we going? Are we going the way of man or are we going the way of God? And really, saints of God, I'm going the way of the one who gave life for me and who so much for my soul and whatnot. Because when I followed the way of the evil way and the way of Satan, all it did was take me to destruction in my life. And then I had to make up a mind of my own self of which way am I really going to, who am I going to serve? Am I going to serve the world or am I going to serve God? So it's one of the things that I have to think about daily. Which way am I going? Because, see, we can detour off on the wrong road. We can wind up someplace where we have no business being at and not knowing how we got there because we didn't confide in Jesus.
Amen.
And it's something that we need to think about. We need to really understand and think about our life is just like when we get ready to take a trip. We turn around and we put everything in the GPS because we may not make it in the right direction that we're supposed to go in. Well, Jesus is our GPS. And
Amen.
All we have to do is connect with him. And he's going to lead us round down the straight and narrow path. He's not going to detour us. He's not going to send us someplace to get hurt. When we go against the word of God and the way we want to go, then we run into trouble. We get lost in going through. But if we go through the way he has us to go through, like he said, which way are we going? I'm going the way the Lord directed me to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's which way I'm going. So I'm going to ask right now, is Sister Betty, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm here. This is a strong topic, and, you know, I always get encouraged when I listen. And Elder James,
yes,
I would like to thank you for praying for me and with me and giving me the words of encouragement.
Thank you.
That's what family is about.
I have a song that's really close to my heart, and I just want to sing a little bit of it. May the work
Amen.
I speak for me.
Yes,
Lord,
may
yes.
The work I've done speak for me.
Ah, sing it, dog.
May the work I've done let it speak for me. 'Cause when I'm resting in my grave, there is nothing that can be said. May the work I've done, oh Lord, speak for me.
Yes, my Father.
May the life I live, let it speak for me.
Yes, sing Betty.
May the life I live let it speak for me. 'Cause when I've done the best I can and my friends don't understand, may the life me.
Yes, yes.
One more. May the service I give.
Yes, sir.
Speak for me.
Oh, come on, darling.
May the service I give. Let it speak for me.
Yeah.
Hey, cause when I stand, when I stand before my God, I want to hear him say, well done.
Uh-huh.
May the service I give, thank you, Jesus, speak for me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the light that I live speak for me. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Betty. Thank you so much. Thank you for that song.
Yes, Lord. I'm listening. I'm listening to the words, you know, and it's so true. And when I finish listening tonight, I am going to look at myself in the mirror.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Jesus, which way are you going? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I thank you for that song.
Lord,
thank
you.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
God is so good.
Yes,
yes
he is.
Oh, yes.
He knows just how to do things.
Yes, he does, Lord.
He knows just what we need and when we need it.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Betty. That song we needed. And I pray that
yes,
people that are listening in, that they heard that song tonight.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
May
the
life that you live speak for you.
Amen.
Yes, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We don't need to get our flowers when we're no longer here to understand them or see them. We need to be able to understand these things now.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. I thank you, Betty, again.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, Lord. I just thank you for blessing my soul with this.
God is good.
We're going to ask Brother Larry Height if he would come in his own way. And speak
Amen.
To us, which way are you going?
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Praise God.
Which way are you going? Well, I don't know which way you're going, but I know which way I'm going.
Go ahead.
This is a good question. This is a good question because in order to know where you're going, you have to know where you have been.
Mm. All right.
Then the change can take place. Like myself, where I've been, like myself, where I've been is in the streets doing all types of things, just on the road to destruction. But this is not how I started. This is what I chose. No one starts off their life doing the wrong thing. We have a choice. Just like Adam and Eve with the fruit of the tree of life, which is good, which is of good and evil. Remember when God created the world and them in it, he gave them everything that they needed. But just like in your household, there are rules. This world is God's household, and God has his rules. And and the only rule that God said to Adam and Eve was not to eat the fruit, not to eat from the tree of good and evil, which is knowledge. But this was for Adam more than anyone else, because Adam was created first, and God made him ruler. You know, so if it wasn't for if Eve ate the fruit, you know, sin and evil and all that wouldn't have came in. It took Adam to eat the fruit for all this to take place. You know, because Adam was created first, and God gave him everything and told him he's going to be the ruler over all this stuff, you know. So once Adam ate the fruit, you know, sin came in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And God had gave him ruler over everything. But he wound up breaking the one and only rule that God told him, and that was not to break, and he not to break that rule, and he broke it anyway, and evil and destruction came in, which we yesterday and today now call sin. You know, like Adam and Eve, we have a choice. And our choice is whether we want to live for good or for evil. It's that simple. And I'm going to make it even simpler for you. Good is life. We're going to take good as looking as life and evil as death. So now the choice is yours, to live or to die. Which way are you going? For me, I choose life. I give my life over to God, and I work hard every day at living right. It's not easy because evil is always around waiting for you to slip so that he can slip and drag you down further. But I fight back by shielding myself with the armor of God, and I protect myself with his word. If there's anyone listening in that's having a problem or is confused and not knowing which way they are going, just ask yourself, do I want to live or do I want to die? And then say, self, I do not want to live today. I mean, I do not want to die today. I want to live, you know. And that's basically, you know, for me, that's putting it simple. You know, it's only two ways you can go. You know, you can either, you know, reign in glory with God, you know, or you can just live in destruction with Satan. There's only two ways. You can't play both sides of the fence, you know. I mean, it's hard because, you know, we human and we of the world, you know what I'm saying? But we have to we have to give it to God, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, everybody was saying, we have to really believe in what God is doing for us and believe in what God, which way God is taking us. You know, I mean, me, myself, I'm a baby in Christ, but, you know, I'm learning, you know, that I have to just leave it to God. You know, I can't depend on the world because the world is not taking me anywhere. You know, only God's taking me somewhere. You know, so I have to, you know, I have to, like I said last week, I had to reevaluate myself, you know, and see where I'm going, see how I'm dealing with God being in my life. You know, I can't speak for nobody else, but I know, like, for me, I want to make it to heaven just like, you know, just like God. Just like Jesus died on that cross for me to have a seat there, that's where I'm trying to make it to, you know. And I can't speak to nobody else. All I can say is that, you know, we all have a choice in this world, you know. And it's up to you to make your choice, you know. No, nobody can choose for you because you came here by yourself. And when you leave here, you leave it here by yourself. You're not taking nobody with you. You know,
amen.
So the choice is yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you want to live today or whether you want to die, and that's the only two ways you can go. You know, so I'm gonna stop and let somebody else speak. And thank you for letting me speak. Amen.
You know, Brother Larry said there's only two ways. You have two choices. He said you have a choice to live or to die. And to live is according to the word of God, to live God's way. And to die is according to the way of the world. and whatnot. And he said, we have two choices, and we have to decide which way that we're going to go. When Elder James came to us earlier, he said that we have to die for ourselves. And one thing that I continuously hear lately is that, and I know it to be true, we've never yet seen a U-Haul pulled up behind a hearse.
No.
So we can't. We are going to take this stuff with us.
Amen.
We have to die. We have to live according to God's word. We have to leave all of this stuff behind. So therefore, we got to prepare for the soon coming king. We can't turn around. See, instead of how we preparing to get things to put aside here and there, and we collecting this and collecting that, but we're not going to be able to take that stuff with us. So we have to decide which way that we're going to go. And even when we go to church, we have to realize and understand sometimes we have to sit back and wonder whether am I in the right place or not.
Amen.
Should I be here or should I be someplace else?
Amen.
And we have to take an evaluation of our own self sometime and realize, why am I here? What am I doing here? Am I here just for show? Am I here just to say that I want to be next to my friend? Or which way am I going? But see, the pastor can't die for me. My friend can't die for me.
Uh-huh.
They can't direct me. They can't live for me.
No.
Amen.
I have to stand before God for myself.
Yes.
In order to stand to him before him for myself, I got to prepare myself to go down the right road.
Amen.
And whatnot. Because if I don't go down the right road, then he has the road that he's going to send me to.
Yes.
And every day we keep hearing about what's going on in this world. We read about the destruction that's taking place.
Yes.
We read about children whose mind is gone, who people are snatching off the street and whatnot. And yet and still, people are yet still serving Satan. They yet still haven't made up their decision which way they want to go.
Amen.
And I'm saying to you tonight that you need to stop tonight and take an inventory on yourself. You need to stop and realize and understand that there's only two ways, the way to heaven or the way to hell. So which way are you going?
Amen.
And it's something to think about. And when you make that decision, can't nobody make it but you. Your husband can't make it for you. Your mother can't make it for you. Your preacher can't make it for you. You got to make that decision for yourself. Because, see, maybe sometimes he don't even know which way he's going. You have to make this decision for yourself.
Amen.
And I say to you tonight to think about it. If things are not going right in your life, if things are not going the way that you feel like they should, think about what you're doing and think about this question. Well, which way am I going? What should I do? And then maybe the answer will come to you. And if it doesn't come to you the way you want it, get on your knees or sit in a chair, wherever you go in your secret closet and ask God to direct you and let you know which way you should go. He won't lead you in the wrong way. He will direct you in the right pathway that you need to go in. Sometimes we ask him a question and we go an opposite direction. And as we go that opposite direction, something happens down the road. But then when we turn and go back the way that we should have, that God sent us, he had cleared out the way for us that no destruction would come upon us. So we have to be careful of who we follow, who we listen to. We have to make up our mind which way we want to go and when we going to go and how we going to go.
Amen.
We have to make up our mind.
Amen. Yes, we do.
This topic, Elder James, is a heavy topic.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
It's something to think about, because when you realize and understand, if we don't have direction, we're just going to be running around here raggedy, wild, and whatnot. And
yes,
we
have
to think about this, and this is a heavy topic here. Which way are you going? Because it's something to think about. There's a right and a wrong way.
Yes,
yeah. So we're going to ask Sister James if she would come in her own way.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You know, I was thinking, because that's what I've been asking God to teach me, the way that he wants me to go, the way that he wants me to live, and how to treat people. I told him to give me more love for people, you know.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, everybody spoke nice tonight, because it is, we got to sit down and think about this thing. Is we going the way that God wants us to go? And that's why I just, about a month ago, I just asked God, I said, Lord, just teach me the way that you want me to go, not the way man want me to go, not the way that person want me to go. Just teach me the way that you want me to go, how to live for you. And, you know, God, he's good. And evangelist, I'm telling you, when you were talking about sometimes God can tell us to go one way, and we go the way that we want to go. Because I remember about a month ago, I asked God, something should I do? And he said, that the Spirit said, no, don't do it. And me, being hard-headed and stuff, went on and did it. And I'm telling you, when I did, it looked like everything just went up. That something just blew right on up. And I said, oh, my God. I said, you told me not to do it, and I was disobedient and went on and did it anyway. So that means that I wasn't even following Jesus. Even though he's telling me, don't do this, I did what I wanted to do. So I said, now, from now on, when he tells me, don't do this, don't do that, I'm going to just leave it alone. Because I'm the type of person, I just got to pick at it, think I can get it right. But I can't get it right, because it looks like every time I try to get it right, I make it worse. So I said, that's why I'm telling you, every one of y'all spoke so good tonight on that, because it's really something to think about. Are we going the right way? Just like when I asked, I think it was you, Evangelist Phelps, when I told you, God had to sit down and write, why do I go to church?
Yeah.
Why would I be ready when God come back? How do I know I'm living right, you know? And I said, Lord, and I was telling Ella James about it, and he said, well, Pat, he could have been talking to you. So I laughed, you know. I said, yeah. I said, like we said, some people just go to church because their friends there. Some people just go to church because they dress nice, you know. They're still going to church, but you're still lying. You're still stealing. Or whatever you're doing, you know, it's not of God. So
Amen.
Why do you sit in there, you know? Because people can sit right up to you, look right at you, and you're still lying. I said, well, they're lying to me. But God sees it, you know. I said, God sees them. He knows their heart. So they can lie to me all they want to, or they can talk about me all they want to. You know, God sees that. And Elder James always tell me, if we hear something, he said, Pat, leave it alone. God going to take care of it. You know, don't mess with nothing. And like today, it was something happened, and I had to go. He had walked out of the bedroom. Leave it alone. I said, okay. But I was disobedient, went on and did. And then when he come back in, I told him what had happened. He said, didn't I tell you to leave it alone? He said, when I was walking out of the bedroom, God told me, don't you worry. I got this. Don't you worry. I got this for you. And I said, oh, my God, I done messed up again. But, you know, we have to listen to God. We can't take it among ourselves. Be asking God, teach us in everything, but I'm still being disobedient because I'm not listening to him. And that's why I said, oh, no. I said, Lord, I just want you to just teach me. Just teach me and let me be obedient to his word, you know, especially like to my husband's word, because every time he tell me something, it comes out just like he said it's going to work out. And then he look at me, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? But you said I'm messing with it. You said I'm messing with it. And I said, okay, but I'm just asking God to teach me. Because I want to go back. On that narrow road, when God called, I want to go back. Because like you said, so much has happened. Kids is getting killed. People is killing one another. And, you know, it's so much going on now. And like I said, if God called me right now, would I be ready to go back with him? No, because I haven't got it right yet. I can't say if I tell you, yeah, I will be lying. But if God called me right now, I do not think I will go back with Jesus because I'm not living really the way that I'm supposed to be living, like listening to his voice and doing things when he tell me not to do it. I go and do it just like a little child when your mom says, don't touch that, it's going to burn you. You go and do it anyway, you know. So, no, I know if God called my number now, I wouldn't make it in. So, but like I said, everybody, oh, my God, I don't know who sung that song, but ever who it was, they really sung that song. I said,
that was my sister,
God.
Betty.
I said, this is, oh, my God. He really sung that song. Because I said, Lord, the worst I do, because, you know, we don't even get out and do what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
Going to the hospital, to different places, visiting the sick and, you know, doing stuff like that. We're not doing that. I know I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You know, when I get home, I get in this comfortable little spot, and I don't want to go back out. But we got to start going out there, touching the people out there on the highways and byways.
Yeah.
And let them know that somebody loved them, you know. I mean, you probably surprised the hearts that you would touch when you go out there and do stuff like that. Take a little gift. Go to the 99-cent store, the dollar store. You know, just get a little gift and take when you go, a flower, you know, brighten up people's faces and stuff like that. And I said, when I get myself back right, I'm going to start back doing it. If I don't take but 2 days out of the week, I'm going to start back doing it, going to the nursing home and even to the group homes and stuff like that. You know, helping those kids and stuff. We have to do what we have to do if we're trying to make it in. And sitting around talking and stuff is not going to make it in. So that's why I said, that's what I'm going to put down. I was telling my sister, she said, you got a driver. All you have to do is get ready. So I told her, okay. She said, when you get ready to go, let me know, and I'll take you. I said, okay, I'll be ready soon, so I'm going to have to get back on my job.
Amen. Amen. We all, Sister James, we're all not doing what we're supposed to. We're still yet a work in progress, and God is working on us and whatnot.
God, I
thank God. I go back to his word when he says in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 and 7, and 5 and 6, he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, he will direct our path. And we just have to lean and depend on him. We have to trust him. And those that are listening in tonight, if you say you have put something before the Lord and he doesn't seem to hear you or is not answering, you got to trust in him. Give him time. He hears you. He knows all about you and whatnot. And he even is sitting down trying to see which way are you going before he steps in to take care and do what he needs to do. Because he already knows what you need. But he's trying to. Sometimes God do things to see just which way, which path we're going to take. The easy way or the hard way and whatnot.
Yeah.
So he's doing these things and whatnot. And when things come upon us, we go through a lot of trials and tribulations. It doesn't mean that he has turned his back on us. Sometimes trials and tribulations make us stronger and whatnot. And yes, Elder James, it is, and it helps us. And he hasn't left us, but he sits back and he waits and sees which way. Is the problem too hard? Are they going to turn their back on me and go the opposite direction, easy way? He's trying to see which way are you going.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord God.
It's just something, because it's something that this topic is so heavy.
Amen.
It's something to think about. And even after tonight, after this show tonight, this will still be in my thought bank. Which way am I going?
Amen.
Yes.
Every day I'm gonna have to get up and work. Am I headed in the right direction? Which way am I going? And if I seem to be detouring the wrong way, I got to ask God to help me to get back on the right path.
Yes,
amen. My Lord.
So, Elder James, I want you to come on back and say some more.
Yes, I just want to imagine when you see these big buildings on fire and people
mm-hmm.
trapped on the inside,
mm-hmm.
firemen that kick them in and tell them to come this way. Do you see a light at the end of that where that fireman is? He bring you out there where you get breathe fresh air and you can live. So imagine that this building is the world. This world is about to burn down. And Jesus is the doorway. He got it wide open. He said in John 14:6, it say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. Brother,
Jesus
said about the cross between life and death. Are you going to sit in this whole world where it's burning down like it is? Jesus standing there with his arms wide open. And on the other side of Jesus is a great big light. Jesus is the way. You got to come through Jesus to get to the Father so you can live. Jesus is that door from that burning building. You come through him and you have to get to the Father. When you get to the Father, you got an eternal life. So right now, when Brother Love said you got a choice between life and death, you can stay in this building and burn up, or you can come to the Father and see new day, new life, and make a new world for yourself. Which way am I going? Am I going to run to the Father, or am I going to stay in this building?
Yes, sir.
But that's the only way I can get life in my life. Eternal life for me and mine. That's the only way I can get out. That's the only way I can find a way out. That's the only way I can live. That's the only way I will not die. It's by taking through that door, running towards Jesus, and let the light shine on me. I got to run. I got
Lord.
To run.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm running. I'm running for my life today.
Amen.
I'm running hard as I can. I may stumble and fall, but I'm going to get up and keep running. I'm running toward Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm running my way out of this whole world. I'm running to get away from this fire that's strangling me. I'm running. I'm trying to save my soul. I'm running for a new day. I'm running for the new Jerusalem. I'm running for a new world. I'm just running.
Amen.
I'm running. And I'm running toward Christ. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I want to run on the night, Lord God. I want to say thank you, because I'm chasing after you, my Father. Oh, yes, I am, Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you tonight.
Thank you, God.
I'm on my way toward Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Run it for my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Mm. Natasha, are you still there?
Yeah. I see you. Praise God. We running for our life.
Yes. Jesus.
On fire. Just standing, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That song is running for my life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And that's what we have to do. You, like Brother Larry was saying, it's life or death. And Elder James was saying, you got to run for your life.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes,
Ms. Pat, you got to get to know that man for yourself.
Yes.
Amen.
The Evangelist Bell said, when you stand before God, you standing for God.
Jesus.
You can't take
yes.
that stuff with you.
Amen.
Yes. When you die, you're going to die by yourself.
Jesus.
Yes.
When we all die, we all going the same way. We all got the same way to go, and our coffins are all the same size. So you can't
yes.
cheat
yes.
death.
Yes,
you can't cheat
Lord.
Death. You can cheat everybody else. You can lie to everybody else. But when it's time for you to go, you is leaving here. So you might as well get ready and do what God said, because in the end, God going to have his way. Now, you could come easy, or you could come kicking and can, but God is going to have his way in our life. And isn't it sweet to come easy to the Lord? He's so sweet, we know. Isn't it nice to come into the house of God, be able to walk in and not be rolled in?
Yes,
be able
sir.
To lift
yes.
your hands and give God the praise and say, God,
yes.
I thank you. Thank you, Father, for another day. Thank you, God,
yes.
to get that covering of God, the covering of the anointing, to be where the fire
yes.
is at. To be able just to lift your hands and shout and say, Lord, I thank you, God, for waking
yes.
me up this morning, that you're clothed in your right mind and blood running
oh,
warm in your body
yes.
on today. So many people are here on this earth and don't even know. So many people are going through so much. But if you give it to Jesus,
yes, sir.
If you just give it to him,
yes,
if you go into that secret closet and pray and tell God all about it, he'll work it out.
Yes,
he will truly work it out. Like I said, it may not come when we wanted to come, but it's going to come. Because he
yes.
is a God that cannot lie. God don't lie. We lie.
Amen.
But God
Amen.
Don't lie. He never lies. He never changed. He's the same. Yesterday,
yes.
day before, tomorrow, he's still going to be the same. We might change, but God never changes. Isn't
Thank
that good
you.
To know that he'll never change? Isn't it good to know that you could call on the Lord anytime,
yes.
morning,
yes.
evening, night, any hour you could go to God and call. You could tell him all about it, and you're not going to hear about it no more.
Amen.
Amen.
He'll work it out.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
He'll
Thank
turn
you.
The situation around.
Thank
it's
you,
good to
Lord.
Know that.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, it is.
Because, like, we say, which way are we really going? Which way are we
yes.
really going? Man can't do nothing for us. He said, don't put your trust in man and kings and presidents, but put your trust in God, a higher God, because
yes.
you know he's going to do it for you, because you know he's going to work out every situation. Hasn't he been working it out for you? Hasn't he been answering the prayers?
Amen.
Has he been opening up the doors and making the way out of no way? When your back was against the wall, who did it? Jesus, right?
Hallelujah.
He's the hookup
yes,
to God.
Sir. Yes, sir.
He's the way maker.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
He's
Lord.
The first and the last. Everything belongs
yes,
to God anyway. Everything belongs to God. We belong to God. We're only here for a season.
Yes.
And when that season is up, then we move on, or either he takes us on out of the way.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So while we yet here, let's love one another and treat one another nice.
Yes, yes.
Let's do what the Lord say. We're striving.
Amen.
We're still flesh, but we're striving. We're striving every day to try
yes,
to get it
yes,
right, to try to show some love and compassion, try to have an understanding heart, asking God for, I ask God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding of his word and of his people.
Mm-hmm.
Always ask God, let me see people through your eyes, Jesus.
Because
mm-hmm. if you see them through Jesus' eyes, we got to love because Jesus is love. No matter
yes.
what they may say or do, we're all God's children.
Amen.
And we're all on the same playing field, and nobody's better than nobody else. Yes,
Amen.
We slip and fall. Yes, we backslide a little, but who has it? Like
mm-hmm.
they say, every day, through grace and mercy, somebody prayed for me. If nobody didn't
yes.
pray for me, I'd probably still be out there. But somebody took the time to pray for me.
Yes.
Had
yes.
me on their mind and took the time to pray for me.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
so
you,
that's
Jesus.
How we have to look at it. We just have to pray one for another and ask
yes,
God to
yes.
keep us lifted up.
Yes.
He said, if I'd be lifted up, I would draw all men. God would draw all men. One plant, one water. But God adds the increase.
Increase.
Mm-hmm. God adds the increase.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
he
adds
it.
We're going to ask right now before we get ready to go off. If Sister Betty, are you still there?
Yes, I am, my dear.
Would you
before you ask Sister Betty,
Betty
please
is my daughter.
So,
would you just sing a tune or something for us?
Oh, I sure will be happy because God is so good. Amen.
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 Amazing grace, how sweet, how sweet the sound.
Yes.
That saved the wretch like me.
Everybody that's listening in, and those that have called in, and those that have called somebody, those that have been with us from the beginning.
Amen.
I just want to say God bless you. And I want to thank, again, Dr. Debbie Ahern for listening in tonight. We really appreciate it. God, we pray that God continues to bless you. And all those
Amen.
That are standing in the need, remember these words, which way are you going? Elder James, would you close us out tonight, please? And thank each and every one of y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Everyone, I want to thank everyone that was on this radio show tonight, even the one that didn't get a chance to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I ask that God bless you. And remember what we were talking about tonight.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you one more time, Lord God.
Yes.
As humble as we are, Lord God, to thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God Almighty. We want to thank each and every one that came forth tonight, Lord God, bringing forth your word, coming as one tonight, Lord God, seeking your will and your way in our lives, my Father. I want to thank you, Lord God, for advancing belt, Lord God, and allowed us on this radio show, Lord God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for the ones that allowed her to bring it up there, Lord God. We work hand in hand. Arm in arm, Lord God. We come seeking you, Lord God Almighty. We come to lift you up like we never lift you up before, Lord God. Ask you to touch every mind, heart, and soul that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Let your guardian angels, my Father, go to their homes, Lord God Almighty. Oh, bless their homes from front to back, top to bottom, and side to side. Seal their house, Lord God, with your precious blood, my Father. Let nothing cross the door sealed that's not of you, Lord God. Let it be peace, joy, and happiness in each and every one home, Lord God Almighty. Lord God, we ask you loud and sweet Holy Spirit. spirit. The rest will abide in there, Lord God Almighty. Touch their hearts, Lord God Almighty. Let them know, Lord God, that you are in charge, my Father, of all things, my Father.
Yes,
and that you
yes.
will, Lord God Almighty, work things out for them, Lord God Almighty. Let them not lead to their own understanding, Lord God, but lead towards you, Lord Jesus. So, Lord God, we're standing on your word tonight, Lord God Almighty. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone, Lord God, family member, every child, every brother, every sister, from the largest to the smallest, from the youngest to the oldest, Lord God. Amen. Keep their husbands, their brothers, and their sisters, and their distant relatives, wherever they may be in this world, Lord God. Give them traveling mercy on the highways and the byways this night, Lord God Almighty. And we take this, Lord God, and give it all to you, Lord God, and leave it at the altar. And we seal it with the precious blood of our Lord and Master. And we say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And again, I want to thank everybody. Again, and we will be back again on April the 10th and April the 24th. And we just want to say from all of us tonight, it's been a joy. And until
Amen.
We meet again, God
Amen.
Bless you and keep you.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless. God
bless. Sister Gail.
Yes, God bless you.
Thank you so much, and I'm turning it back over to you. Thank you again. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a nice night. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Hello? Hello?
Blog Talk Radio. That was Evangelist Bell. And our wonderful people that were praise God tonight. So you tune in. We want to thank God for all the radio listeners. We thank God for all the people that came in tonight. God is good. And I tell you, without him, we cannot do nothing. We thank you, and I hope we hope everybody have a blessed night from the Gail Show. Good night. Bye-bye.